caregivers, restaurant workers, and organizers came together at Blackberry Bistro in Oakland to mark months of door knocking and signature collection across Alameda County. Among them was Sonia Arana, who works two jobs as a senior care provider and in a packaging warehouse, making around $20 to $25 an hour. Speaking through a translator, she described what it's like to juggle both jobs while raising a child.
It's really hard to hear from my child, like, you never have time for me, you're always at work. Having these two jobs, I have to stress myself out even more at work to be able to have somewhat of a personal life. I have been able to extend my work hours to be able to afford rent, groceries, and it's really difficult. It's really hard. Rent is very expensive in the Bay Area. Food is very expensive in the Bay Area, and there's nothing more that I would like than to just be able to spend time with my family.
Arana said a $30 minimum wage wouldn't just mean more money. It would mean more personal and family time.
With $30 being the minimum, it would actually give me some flexibility to be getting paid a little bit more for the minimum hours I'm already receiving part-time to be able to breathe. And instead of having to overexert myself, having multiple jobs, this would give me the flexibility to just breathe a little bit more.
Arana is a member of Trabajadores Unidos Workers United, one of several groups behind the Living Wage for All Coalition, alongside One Fair Wage, the Black Organizing Project, and UAW Region 6. According to the coalition's press release, 40% of workers in Alameda County currently make less than $30 an hour. One Fair Wage president, Saruja Rayaman, says the measure would phase in a $30 hourly minimum wage for large employers first, with smaller businesses getting a longer runway to comply.
Right now, the living wage in Alameda County, the minimum you need according to the MIT Living Wage Calculator, is $32 an hour. If you're a single person with no children, if you have a child, it's closer to $45 an hour. And that is why we have so many people here working two and three jobs. But one job should be enough, right? We should be able to work one job and spend time with our families and have a life.
Not everyone in the business community sees the measure the same way. Nigel Jones, owner of Oakland's Calabash restaurant, says he supports the goal but worries about the pace.
This industry is struggling right now, so it's going to be very hard for businesses to move from $18 per hour to $30 per hour. So the opportunity is in front of us to discuss how do we grow the economy for small businesses that we can afford to increase wages.
Despite the small business owners' concerns, the coalition organizers foresees the majority of the pushback to come from larger employers. Miriam Medellin Myers, lead organizer with Trabajadores Unidos Workers United, says she expects misinformation campaigns in the months ahead.
We can anticipate some pushback from those larger companies that may not want to pay that rate. We can also expect them to be spreading misinformation through smear campaigns, public pressure, so that the public would anticipate a negative impact to them, as opposed to the positive impact it will have for the whole community if we all have a little bit more money in our pockets.
The signatures are now with the Alameda County Registrar for verification. If the measure qualifies, it will go before voters on the November 2026 ballot. If the measure is voted into law, Alameda County's minimum wage would hit $30 by July 1, 2037, followed by annual increases of at least 3%. The measure would also allow workers who face wage theft or retaliation to recover triple damages in court. Reporting from Oakland, I'm Annetta Felix for KPFA Radio.